between this thing of presenting or going into this kind of music research as an academic with academic interest, studying it, as well as with social concerns about, you know, how this music is going to survive, what can we do about it, and all of these concerns, love for the music. But at the same time, there is also what's happening in, say, so-called world music circles, is that there's a lot of showcasing of music and often a lot of kind of tourism that's going on.
Packaging.
So you think it's inevitable that this kind of thing will also happen? I mean, it's an offshoot of the kind of, if you go as in, there'll be some people going with academic interest, some people going with touristic interest, some people going with business interest. So all of these things will happen at the same time, you think?
Probably, yes. Yeah. Where there's cultural capital to be developed, then all kinds will be there. But it's good, most important that the practitioners be aware of the circumstances as much as possible and know how to protect their own rights. And it's a very interesting problem now with intellectual copyright and community ownership of cultural traditions.
It's very complex.
Yes, yes, it is.
Complex, and especially at this time, with the kind of free transmission of material that takes place on the internet.
Yes.
And so who owns the copyright to what, and how do you stop it from being copied and being circulated, or copied and sometimes just plagiarized, and what do you do about these things?
It's very difficult. You need to get very smart lawyers involved.